It's 10 trivia questions on before and after. Figure out the two clues for some sort of combo answer. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the show. If you're new to the show, hit subscribe on your device to get new episodes daily. As far as I know, I think I'm one of the only daily trivia podcasts out there. And if you like getting a little quiz on your commute, on your dog walk, on your big traffic jam day, you found the right show. There's over 500 episodes of the show to check out, so go back and listen to the whole catalog, which is always available. There's no paywall or expiration of episodes or anything like that, so feel free to go back and jump into all the episodes. If you can't find them on the iTunes app or your app doesn't go back as far as 500 episodes, you can always go to Trivia with Buds. Just search Trivia with Buds Libsyn. And you can find the entire archives of all the episodes of the show. And we've done a lot of different topics on the show. As you can imagine, over 500 episodes, you can pretty much name any kind of thing. And we've probably done it at some point. Today's episode is a bunch of random questions. I give you two clues, and you tell me what the combo answer would be. Something like Murphy Brown and Brown Recluse Spider is the example I always give away. Or All-Star and, Star Trek, All-Star, and then Star Trek, All-Star Trek. That would be like your answer for before and after. So it's two clues that add up to like a combination answer. They do it on Wheel of Fortune quite a bit. And this was a round I did in, it looks like, this exact week. Wait, is this the exact day? No, yesterday. Okay, so this was 7/17/17. So almost exactly 2 years ago. Yesterday. I did this at my live trivia nights. I thought you guys would have fun playing along with it. Special shout out to the brand new Patreon subscribers, Miss Melissa Chesser and Matthew Frost. Thank you guys for jumping on board. They are now part of the Patreon community over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And I am very grateful for you guys being on board. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for supporting the show and helping make it bigger and better every single day. I appreciate it. We're going to jump into today's episode right about now. Again, it's all about before and after. Figure out the two clues for a combo answer. Here we go. All right, before and after question number one. A four-faced chiming clock in London and the tastiest ice cream east of Burlington, Vermont. Those are your two clues. You're looking for some sort of combo answer that combines both those answers. Number one, a four-faced chiming clock in London and the tastiest ice cream east of Burlington, Vermont. Question number one. Question number two, a famous prisoner of Azkaban and a power tools brand from Maryland. Number two, a famous prisoner of Azkaban and a power tools brand from Maryland. Question two. Question number three, accordion player with a song called Fat and a shoe salesman on a Fox sitcom. Number three, accordion player with a song called Fat and a shoe salesman on a Fox sitcom. What are we looking for there? Question number four, 70s sitcom about the 50s and a Tom Cruise NASCAR movie. Number four, 70s sitcom about the 50s and a Tom Cruise NASCAR movie. Question number five, halfway through today's quiz, the excellence of execution wearing pink and black in WWE and a Rachel Bilson doctor show. Number five, the excellence of execution wearing pink and black in the WWE and a Rachel Bilson doctor show. Question number six, Incubus song sang While I Burst in a Jim Carrey multiple personalities movie. Number six, Incubus song sang While I Burst in a Jim Carrey multiple personalities movie. Number six. Question number seven, Yogi's favorite steel and an NBA spouse show on VH1. Yogi's Favorite Steal and an NBA spouse show on VH1. Question number 8, comedian that does bits on Burger King drive-thru and something you use to make shapes in sweet dough. Number 8, comedian that does bits on Burger King's drive-thru and something you use to make shapes in sweet dough. Question number 9, brown coat, blue hat main character on South Park's Full Name. And a full name of the oldest Brady Bunch girl. Number 9, brown coat, blue hat main character on South Park's Full Name. And the full name of the oldest Brady Bunch girl. Number 9. If you hear noises in the background, those are my kids being kids. Here's number 10. Famous farmer in a song who had animals and just became an all-day menu item at a fast food place. So again, this was 2 years ago, but I think it's still the case. Number 10, famous farmer in a song who had animals and just became, or 2 years ago, became an all-day menu item at a fast food place. Number 10. All right, those are your 10 questions for before and after. Thanks for playing along. I hope you got a lot of these right or you felt smart trying to figure them out. We'll be right back again in just a second with the answers. Here we go, guys. Before and after answers for today's little quiz. Let's see how many of these you got correct out of 10. Number 1, a four-faced chiming clock in London was Big Ben, and the tastiest ice cream east of Burlington, Vermont is Ben and Jerry's, so your answer would be Big Ben and Jerry's. Big Ben and Jerry's. Number 2, a famous prisoner of Azkaban and a power tools brand from Maryland, that would be Sirius Black and Decker. Sirius Black and Black and Decker. Number 3, accordion player with a song called Fat is Weird Al, and a shoe salesman on a Fox sitcom would be Married with Children's Al Bundy, played by Ed O'Neill. Weird Al Bundy. Number 4, 70s sitcom about the 50s, Happy Days, and Tom Cruise NASCAR movie, Days of Thunder. I've actually never seen that movie. I've never seen a clip of that movie. I don't know anything about it. Maybe I'll sit down and watch it one day. Happy Days of Thunder. Number 5, The Excellence of Execution, wearing pink and black in WWE and Rachel Bilson's Doctor Show, Bret Hart of Dixie. Bret Hart and Heart of Dixie. Number 6, Incubus song saying While I Burst and a Jim Carrey multiple personalities movie, Pardon Me, Myself, and Irene. Pardon Me and Me, Myself, and Irene. Number 7, Yogi's Favorite Steal, Picnic Baskets, and NBA Spouse Show on VH1, Picnic Basketball Wives. I kind of combined that one for you. Number 8, comedian that does bits on Burger King's drive-thru and something you use to make shapes in sweet dough, Dane Cookie Cutter. Dane Cook and Cookie Cutter. Number 9, brown coat, blue hat main character on South Park's Full Name, Stan Marsh. And the full name of the oldest Brady Bunch girl would be Marsha Brady, Stan Marsha Brady. Number 10, famous farmer who had a song about animals and just became, or 2 years ago became, an all-day menu item at a fast food place. That would be Old McDonald's Breakfast. Old McDonald's Breakfast. Those are your 10 answers to the 10 clues on today's episode. Thanks so much for playing along. Hopefully you had fun yelling out those answers or writing them down. If you wrote them down, I love seeing your scorecards. Take a little picture. Send it to me on Instagram. At Ryan Buds, RyanBudds. Follow me on there for fun pictures of me, the fam, trivia nights, players, quizzes, and all kinds of cool stuff. I've been making an extra effort to post just random questions, 5 to 10 times a day on my Facebook page, on my personal Facebook page and business page, on my Instagram and on my stories and on Twitter. So if you like answering stuff, I've been doing some Twitter polls that people seem to like answering. And there's always opportunities to get more trivia in your life through my social media channels, which are linked in all the show notes to every episode. Thanks again for signing up for the Patreon page, Matthew and Melissa. Glad to have you guys on board. And if anybody else is thinking about doing it, just throw a buck. If you got a buck, you can at least access the Discord app chat, meet some other likewise-minded trivia-loving pals, and chat with them in there like we're in the AOL days. And you can get access to our digital newsletter, which starts in August, which will have puzzles and things. You could print it off and have some fun stuff to do at your kitchen table in the morning. it's time for the trivia team name of the day, which was used last night at Turnbull's Tavern. I've never seen this one before. It's Philip McCrevises. So if you say it fast or with like a Scottish accent, it's Philip McCrevises. And it sounds very sexual, but you can do with that what you will next time you play trivia. Philip McCrevises. And the question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Design of San Dimas, California. These guys make very, very high quality printed stuff. If you need a beach towel, I bet you they can do it. I don't know if they can, but I bet they could figure out the best way to make you a custom beach towel. I do know they make awesome custom shirts and banners and signs and stickers and koozies and pretty much anything you can name, they make it. They make really cool custom growlers. If you listen and you work at a brewery and you're looking for your next item to carry your beer in so people can order your beer and take it out, get some custom growlers made. Big, nice thermal growlers at Funky Monkey Designs. You can find them at fmdesignsinc.com. Question of the day is a before and after that I whipped up for you. And it's a cowboy mouse animated movie and a robot theme park on HBO. What would that before and after combo answer be? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Go to Patreon, throw a buck my way at patreon.com/trivia with buds, or just click the link in the show notes. Thanks for rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the show on iTunes. That is greatly appreciated. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.